Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys joined us on the WBEN Live Line. Mike, when this began on Friday, you hoped this would be pulling off the bandage all at once, but it seems like the bandage being pulled off a little at a time.
Well, it's a big bandage, Tom. Yeah, I mean, certainly, look, there's been, this week has been, you know, market up yesterday, down today, extremely volatile. And, you know, one of the things I think we've got to be careful of is when you look at what's happening on Wall Street, it's really a lack of buyers more than it is a bunch of people selling. I do think the Dow, and specifically if you're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, keep your eye on 24,000. You know, we closed slightly below that. Tomorrow is going to be a big deal. You know, when we look at how some of the institutional managers buy stocks, they do it two ways. One is fundamentally, are these companies fundamentally sound? Do they have good dividends? Do they have cash? And when you look at that side of the equation, you say, absolutely, you know, this is a great time to buy stocks. And then they also look at what's called technical analysis, which is technically, where is that stock trading? And when technically you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, there's been a lot of support at the 24,000 level. So we've reached that a few times, and every time we've seemed to bounce off of it. Let's hope tomorrow that we can do the same.
How big is the inflation worry, Mike?
Well, that's, you know, what's funny is the way to cure the market is nervous that the Fed is going to start increasing interest rates because things are pretty good and the economy's coming back, and they're going to do that to slow the economy down. The way you fight that off, though, is exactly what we're doing, which is you take a few, you know, 2,000 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you get the Fed officials to come out and say, hey, don't worry, we're not going to raise interest rates too fast. So I think, you know, 24,000 is a big deal. Keep an eye on that tomorrow. And I said this the other day, we have to keep an eye on the Fed. We need some leadership out of them to say, look, our intention is to increase interest rates, but to do it at a slow pace. And I think you'll hopefully see that over the next few days. Just keep it in the bigger context, though. I know I'm starting to hear words like plummet and crash. And, you know, I'm not saying there's a bottom. I've always said we're not a market timing firm. I've always said you need to make sure your IRA accounts, your 401k plans have other investments besides stocks, and you take little baby steps to take advantage of this volatility. You can continue to rebalance every day if the market has a week or a month that's down.
All right. And, Mike, as we spoke, the final numbers down 1,033 at 23,860. We'll definitely keep an eye on the 24,000 tomorrow. Mike, thank you very much. That's Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys on the WBEN Live Line.